With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump announces a new trade agreement with the European Union as the biggest of all deals. Speaking in Scotland Sunday, the president said it will set tariffs at 15%. The head of the European Commission said the agreement will rebalance trade between the two partners. The president said the 27-member EU also agreed to purchase $750 billion worth of energy and $600 billion worth of investments in the U.S. Your bank account could soon benefit from President Trump's tariff policies.
President Trump says he's thinking about using some of the tens of billions of dollars of tariff revenue the U.S. is gathering to provide rebates to Americans. He told reporters before leaving for Scotland that the big thing is paying down the debt, but added, quote, "A little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice."
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. U.S. Treasury data shows the country took in about $64 billion in the second quarter of 2025. That's dramatically more than the Biden administration took in the second quarter last year. Violence in Syria, pitting the Islamist-led government against members of the Druze community, has put a spotlight on the small but influential minority. Straddling Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Israel, and the Golan Heights, the Druze occupy a special niche in the region's complex politics. Author and historian Michael Oren tells Salem Radio Network about the complex history between Israel and the Druze.
There's still issues of which we have yet to address, of inequality between Druze villages and Jewish villages. We have to address that in the future, but we have this commitment. And, you know, just because the British and the French came along about 100 years ago and drew borders across the Middle East doesn't mean that Druze living in Israel do not have close family members living in Syria. They do.
This is SRN News. A pastor loses his job over pronouns, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, China's tightening its grip on Christians. The communist government is restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastor sermons also being scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Christ and replace them with pictures of President Xi Jinping. Also, all worship outside of state churches is forbidden. This is SRN News. A more favorable view of the Supreme Court.
A survey from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about a third of U.S. adults have hardly any confidence at all in the court. That's down from 43% 3 years ago. About half of Americans have some confidence in the court, up from 39% in July 2022. It's mainly Republicans and independents who are responsible for the increased confidence. But even among Democrats, the percentage saying they have low confidence in the high court has dropped from 2022. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Michigan authorities say a 42-year-old man walked into a Walmart and stabbed 11 people in Traverse City. Six are in critical condition, five listed as serious. Officials are looking to file terrorism and assault with intent to murder charges against him. It was a Walmart shopper armed with a firearm that detained the suspect along with the aid of other shoppers. More details at SRNNews.com.